Music pulsates at San Antonio's Shops at La Cantera, a high-end shopping mall. And the cash registers are also pulsating, as shoppers from Mexico are here looking for deals and quality merchandise. Adolfo Musquez is from the state of Coahuila. He and his family make several trips here a year, but Holy Week is a special time to leave Mexico.
You basically shut down all the commerce and all the work there, so the people have a chance to come to the States and do their shopping as well as do more of a relaxing vacation.
Musquez says he and his family feel safer shopping in the U.S. with the ongoing violence in his country. Even with the stronger peso, Maria Ortiz from Guadalajara says she has more buying power here.
In Mexico, everything is expensive, everything. And here, no. And the sales are very good for us.
The Mexican peso is enjoying a two-year high in comparison to the dollar, and it's trending up as there's optimism that economic reforms in Mexico will spur greater growth. And that's a good trend for San Antonio merchants like Humberto Fuentes, who caters to Mexican shoppers. He's an assistant manager at Clark's, which sells shoes and purses. He says that during Holy Week, Mexican nationals boost sales about 60%.
I think it's an extra push. It doesn't make us or break us, but it definitely helps us with achieving our budgets, our goals for the end of the year.
However, Holy Week isn't the only Mexican boost that Texas gets. Christmas and July are also high spending periods for visitors as well. Ramiro Cavazos with San Antonio's Hispanic Chamber of Commerce says the owner of two of the city's most affluent shopping malls, including La Cantera, reports that patrons from Mexico make up 50 to 60% of the shopping clientele during these time periods. He claims that many flock to Texas due to its friendly climate.
I think they're coming here because they feel welcome.
Cavazos said that San Antonio is a bilingual city and culturally connected to Mexico, but says that some other southwestern metropolitan areas are not. The economic impact here as a whole is clear. In a three-year study of 20 Texas counties, the credit card company Visa monitored the spending habits of Mexican nationals. There was a 66% increase in spending from March to April last year. In dollars, that's a jump from $168 million to $279 million. Steve Niven is an economist with the Sabre Institute, a creation of San Antonio's Hispanic Chamber and St. Mary's University. They study regional economies. Niven says that boosts like this are something you would not see in other parts of the country.
If you're the metropolitan economy of Kansas City, you're probably not going to see these types of impacts. So it's a nice little addition to our economy that provides a more diversification in our economy and provides a little stability in there as well.
This kind of economic impact is unique to the southern border. And as Mexico's economy continues on the upswing with a growing middle class, Holy Week spending could increase, as it's proven in the last 3 years of the study. In San Antonio, Joey Palacios reporting.